Hello.
Yes, hello. This is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care returning a call.
Hi, Aaron. This is Angie. How are you?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
Yes. Carlos told me that you were coming out and he had to sign
Oh,
some papers.
Angie.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm lost. Like, no one called me. No one ever returns my call nor my email. So I'm just a little concerned.
Who's your email?
Number. Nina? Is that
Nina
Mina
Knight.
or something? Yes.
Okay.
Never return my calls nor my
Well, the
email.
office
So
is closed today. So there's a Jewish holiday. So
I
today and
got that.
tomorrow. Yeah, I'm working because I don't work in the office. But
Okay.
the actual office is closed today. I think they're closed tomorrow too.
Okay.
Let
So
me
this is
see.
like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
I've left several messages.
Oh no, just today, tomorrow. All right. So, what happened? Maybe I can help you.
Yes. Carlos was having problems with his checking in and logging out, and then Jose chimed in and said, "What's the new system?" I said, "Well, that's ironic that you would implement something new and not roll it out to all of your customers." And then when things happen, what are you saying? That's like,
you said something new?
He was talking about the app.
Carlos
was having problems logging out or logging in, and time was missing, all that kind of jazz. So when he finally got to Jose, which was probably two or three days later, Jose called him and was explaining to him. And I said, "Jose, let me ask you a question." I said, I'm in business as well. But when you're implementing a new product, before you roll it out, you inform your clients, your members, of what you're going to do, so they won't be caught in the dark trying to figure out what's going on." He said, "Yeah, well, that's the system's fault. It's not my fault." I said, "No, it's your fault too, because the system didn't do it by itself. You had heads up as to what was going on."
What were you saying was new?
Okay.
What was he saying
not
was new?
Not so much the app. He was saying something with the app. It was new, something with the app. So the app was calculating hours, time, this. And then the reason why Carlos was having such an issue, because Jose was leaving him off the weekend schedule. Like, who told you to do that?
Okay.
You guys are making moves with lack of communication. So,
so
I left three messages with, I'm sorry, go ahead.
What dates? I'm looking at Mr. Reed's file now with the calendar up. When was Carlos left off the weekend?
I'm gonna make sure you have it tomorrow. But it was probably 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks ago. He was on a Sunday, but not a Saturday.
All right, so I'm looking at all of September. I got him
the
6th and the
7th. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it. He's on there, and he was using the app to clock in. Because, well, HHA is run by Pennsylvania. It's been here since 2007. They only made home care do it since Community Health Choice in 2018. So we actually don't monitor it. It's actually state of Pennsylvania. They force everybody to use it. Now, I will say this about HHA. I've been to HHA seminars and whatnot. HHA is a IT company, right, that Pennsylvania contracts with. Whoever's in bed with Community Health Choices and that knows whoever runs HHA, basically they get the contract in 2018, January 1st, and in Philadelphia, January 1st, 2019. HHA is very, very imperfect, right? And we have no autonomy with it. So it is good when the caregivers or family or clients give the issues to us. Bad part about it is that we give HHA issue that's going on. And I don't know if it's between the MCOs, the insurances, why they don't fix it correctly. I think, me personally, because I've been in the industry for 15 years, I personally think that when there's issues with HHA, it is not one of the insurers. It's not advantageous for them to fix them, because then it makes them have to pay for every mistake. I almost think that they don't care because they have no dog in the fight.
Okay.
So,
that's,
you know what I'm saying?
It's
because we have to use it. When it first came out, it was, you had to be 70% compliant, meaning that as a home care company, running a home care company, you had to have your caregivers clock in using HHA 70% of the time. As of January of this year,
is 90%. I guarantee you by January next year it's going to be 95. And if we're not compliant by that, we'll lose a contract, right? Because they're trying to cut a bunch of home care companies. And that's bureaucracy and some other political stuff that I've witnessed and all that. But, yeah, I'm not a fan of it, but we have no choice, right?
I'm clear on that, but I've taught customer service for 15 years, and I know that to leave an open-ended question to your client, your member, your caregiver, family member is not good. My expectation was for him to say, well, let me check into it and find out. Oh, I don't know. It might be the app. Excuse me? So give me that answer. How does that help me? I have no access to the app. I don't know if the app is overload or, you know, deficient. I don't know any of those things. But you, as a person I'm partner with, you should make me feel comfortable that I'm going to check in it. And then when I bring it to your attention, it happens another week. Then I have to fill out a timesheet. As to your point, you know, they probably want this mantle all the timesheet processing. But then how is your company going to be well represented when the representatives don't have no what to say? That annoys me. And then when I called, before we came on board, there was not a time that I didn't call that it wasn't a call return. Like, you return my call? That's what I used to get. They ignore me now. And that's not a good feeling.
Okay.
Because prior to, we had all the communication in the world. Now, my brother has went to another level of care, which I needed their help in asking. You know, what should I do? What's the next move? I did it on my own.
You said another level of care?
Yes. He's his dementia. He's on another level, which is a downslope.
Okay.
You can't satisfy me by returning my call? Not only once, twice, three, four times.
Okay.
When no one answers the voicemail messages.
Okay. So I guess you have, what's it? I think the care coordinator for Mr. Reed is Jose, right?
I guess.
Yeah, that's the care coordinator. And then you have Nina Knight as well, right? You said Nina didn't return.
Yes.
Okay.
Three or four callers on the voicemail.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you have any questions, I mean, because they're, of course, the office is closed. Like, I'm the one working with this. Oh, gosh, I can't answer that right now. So if you have anything that needs to be answered, or, you know, you can run it by me. If you want to ask me now, you can. If you want to wait until tomorrow when I come by and get update the client service agreement, you can do that as well. Normally I have the answer. If I don't, I can find it. And that's whether it's with Family First or home care, Medicaid in general, because of my experience in the industry.
Let me say this to you. I appreciate that. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what you said for me, but good for me, I usually know the answer. But if I don't, I'll find out. Don't make me feel like I'm being dismissed.
Okay.
When that wasn't the behavior from the beginning.
Yeah. Understandable.
That's why I was up to now on top of it with that, then Carlos is relating to me that you're coming by from the signs and papers. I'm like, what papers? No one called me.
Yeah,
so,
you know what?
You got that
also,
little roughness.
I was looking in the system. So you are you the power of attorney for Mr. Eric?
I'm applying for that now.
Okay.
I'm his only living sibling.
Okay, because he was saying you were the power of attorney. I was like, all right, well, let me see, but I didn't have your name in the file. And the file comes directly from Medicaid from the county, the assistant's office. And I was like, I told him, I said, if she's the power of attorney, when I'm guessing that you assisted in, Mr. Eric, in getting the Medicaid waiver going through the enrollment process?
I did, yes, I did.
Right. So so what could have been done, which probably wasn't because your name isn't in his file in terms of HHA exchange,
I would, which it, what now, if it happens again, if you need it, there's a form called a PA4. It's basically a representative form that doesn't require power of attorney. But once you start that process, you can do it again with the renewal when he, because he's going to every year had to renew his Medicaid benefits. If you do that PA4, because he's with, was it Keystone or UPMC? Let me see.
UPMC. I'm on file with that form.
UPMC, and yeah. Make sure they have
it. Also with the state. They do have it. I filled it out with them. They do. That was the only way I could make the moves that I made.
Right, yeah. You want to, yeah. You always make sure they have that. So that shows proof of representation, because sometimes, depending on who you get on the line with one of the insurers, they'll they militarize it, where they go by a certain protocol and all that. I used to work for Keystone, one of the insurers. So
I do, and I have it with United Healthcare as well, and with
that's Medicare.
Yes, I have it with them. Everybody, everything that's attached to him has that form with me being the person.
Gotcha. Whenever you get power of attorney, just send a copy in to Nina, who we have on file, to ensure that works. But tomorrow, my visit is very simple. It serves two purposes. One is a wellness check, something that the insurers make us do, and that just says that we saw the consumer in the home face to face. That I guess because of the fraud across the board, they implemented that, and proof of us seeing is the signature for the client service agreement, which is literally just a document that has the caregiver schedule and their duties, and that's it.
Okay.
So it's not like an assessment. It's not like an assessment. Doesn't change the services. It's literally, I tell folks they're surprised when I come in and I say, "Hey, Ms. Johnson," I said, "me seeing you face to face." That's it. That's the wellness check. I said, other than that, you sign your client service agreement. But my job, because I've also been a consultant in this field for over 10 years, so even prior to Family First, working independently, I was told my job personally is to educate and inform our people through long-term care. So if you have any questions in regard to services industry, like I said, I have no problem answering anything that comes by me. Usually I have the answer. But if not, the visit is simple. It's literally no more than 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, that sounds great. But I would suggest, if you don't mind, can you inform your colleagues of what customer service is?
Sure.
Because right now, I was looking for another service, home health care service.
Okay.
Because it was, I felt disrespected. I felt like it was just Xing me out. We're their clients. You don't have a voice. You don't have anything to say. We don't feel like calling you back. Because that was not the behavior prior to.
I'll put that in my notes for you.
I appreciate that very much.
All right. So
tomorrow we're on. Okay.
Yeah. So tomorrow between 10 and 12, I'm sorry, not 10, 12 and 2 tomorrow. I have three other people in that area, so we could be short. It won't be it wouldn't be past 2. It could be, but I told Mr. Carlos, I'll call him at least 15 minutes prior. Insurers actually want us to do unannounced. Like, I guess they're trying to promote catching people not actually doing what they're supposed to, but folks got too much going on. Got appointments and all that. It's just, I'm like, I tell my folks when the only time I do pop-ups is literally nobody's communicating. If I've been calling somebody for a week and the caregiver nor a client is answering, all right, that requires me to come by unannounced. But I try to give my folks a heads up. You never know what somebody has going on.
That's right. You can call me, you can call him anytime. Anytime, you will get an answer.
I appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful day.
All right, Ms. Angie, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye now.
All right.